aye, mainly because of the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't say that no bed thing
syndrome,
no? Syndrome, no. Many people don't really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, empa asa wokolebo.
Okay.
Because most people think of it, say, ah, na empa ye better as it will be grab was ah empa hina muhia meto empa problem. That's not what it is. Nipal so obi any emergency that's about us la. And yes, ye man empa ada okeke. Na je say leave him on his own. It was say yenyak empa ye can say better. It means say. There are certain resources available for that person.
Yeah.
That every resource stated will be taking care of the person.
Sure.
They will say in your any corner home.
The name pa raw bed BSC
raw bed BSC okay. No, I will say in the corner home. Now and then the senior clinicians have to see the person now or may take a decision. Say we know we should be here operation. Now your person you can for no more, you know, that kind of say orthopedic case and you know that kind of thing. You know, that is the kind of sorting out that is done there. But unfortunately, you know, also of course we've taken certain steps to improve our efficiency in handling those things, because previously, you know, say nipa no ba, omo take longer time in the emergency room because the more experienced people to come and you know see them and take decisions. So we also call her, we know the condition they also call her. No, now we're lacking in that. But Nyamencha, 2 years ago, yenya accreditation from the Ghana College of Physicians and Surgeons to start the fellowship training in emergency medicine.
Okay.
And some of our nurses too, we are sending them to Ghana College of Nurses and Midwives also to do emergency nursing. And to know all these people are bringing coming to me. And then we actually, Kolibu has employed through on our IGF. We are employed two consultants in emergency medicine to beef up the staff numbers. So these two consultants are there all the time. So because we have that senior presence, you know, they're able to filter the cases more quickly.
Emergency. I wanted to find out, Doc. Sir, as the CEO, no, have you perchance? We say your friend mystery shopping. In the FBI, what this guy someone who are CEO. Na be being in one swallowed work emergency center or just to go and have a feel, because the feedback from people any or more experience with the emergency center will collaborate on and shut down any cancer.
Okay, I know the main can say, and no credit, but the truth also is that once I give you a figure, say we admit about 200 to 250 patients every single
day. Yes,
and you know. A lot of much of the patients will get a good service, but of course what you hear, you know, are those ones that they didn't get a good service. So sometimes there's that selection bias. I'm not saying it means it justifies it, no, but that's why we are taking all these steps to try and improve the system, because our philosophy is that we want to get to a point where, say, if Rashid nipa ba emergency or Kolibua, you don't have to pick the phone and try and call the CEO or try and call somebody you know to you know, to attend to the patient. But then the system will take care of those people, and that's what we are working on seriously. And the head of the accident A&E, Dr. Kwatin, also doing very well on any team. You know, they're also doing very well, because there's a lot of pressure on our emergency room. Also, there's very, in fact, one of the reasons why Kolibu always gets this kind of challenges, and say, Obiyan, you said this is where the top specialists are.
Yes.
Now, say, yeah, true, Now, what happens, say, because of that, you know, we get a lot of pressure. Sometimes, no more in that ambulance, you know, you know, a queue or emergency nini, or bringing patients from all over the country to Kolibu. And see, sometimes, you know, there's that challenge, because sometimes, you know, maybe you have been over, like, it's good to say, my boy and Kokoana say they will give us advance notice before they come, so we make arrangements, we see them. But sometimes we don't get that, we are there, the patients just appear, and you have to deal with it. The other thing is also, say, the capacity of some of the sister hospitals around.
No?
Because, someone say, you know, look at the population of Accra. And you know, the emergency room in Kolibu was expanded, but
is there more emergency when it's me funny passing emergency ward?
I think it's between 80 and 100.
80. And that's a more 200 patient. Okay, of your new BR emergency.
So the emergency, you know, your child health emergency.
Okay.
Your painful and also emergency.
And your accident and so
that your A&E.
Okay.
That's where, you know, then the medical case, the surgical case, the orthopedic case, echo. Yeah. But saying that, no. Also, so if you know, the other peripheral hospitals don't have the capacity to be able to see at least some of the moderate cases.
Yeah.
Then some of the cases are back Kolibuku. I wouldn't say we.
And what's about teaching hospital?
Because some komunya a kwanche kakra and ka they will be able to sort it out like very freely. Yeah. But people now the issue just they have to change their medication or just something. You know, that's why we if I will share have this brochure for you, Kolibu 100 ways to celebrate the 100 years.
Okay.
We come out with a comprehensive program of different things you want to do to celebrate the 100 years. So one of the things we're looking at was telemedicine, also having that conversation around the emergency care setting.
Yes.
So that if there's that available, then it means Obi or peripheral hospital, that's a Onya challenging case, Obi to be a fair or business specialist, or Kolibu Akasa. Now one man approach, I say okay, we know true, you need to bring
because
what many people miss is that sometimes there are many patients that they get lost in transit in terms of during the process of transferring them, no we walk by, so you know, so many times they have brought in dead numbers now, they are very high because many people they don't
free hospital for forever Kolibu,
no we walk by, so because sometimes during the process of transfer they need to put certain things in place. In fact, we're even talking today, we're trying to get Kolibu to also get some ambulance so that some of the cases know aside that we have to actually get some specialists to go into the ambulance and go and pick the person and bring the person. So I will be monitoring and making sure that the person is stable before they.
Yeah, it's not the number.
You know, and to France, some of friend, scoop and run, So that's that because once you don't do that, and then people of a peripheral facility, maybe the patient is unstable, but because they may not have that experience to see, so this person, if you move this person at this time, it will not be
the person.
With good intention, they think they are trying to get the person to where they can get help. But then, if you don't take that decision carefully, we've had, as a prior surgeon, some time ago, we had some case where a Nipepishishi or Western region, and then, they needed to be transferred here, but then now somebody thought they are doing them a favor into the for more brand kind. So somebody thought it's a good idea, let's get a plane to airlift them to Accra. So they were put in a plane, and then once the pressure changes, the swelling rather increase because the pressure there, the pressure changes. I won't buy now. I'm going to be home. Many of them, several of them died. You see, but this is something that if the proper discussion had been harder,
that
could have been stabilized, and I say wait for the swelling to come, and I say they would have even decided to come by road or something, which is would have been safer. But then I say even if you decide to go on air, then I would say a passage tube
minimum,
secure airway, and make sure say they can still breathe again. So these are technicalities around transfer of patients, emergency care, ICU, because here intensive care. If you don't need intensive care better, you don't move that patient. Because who moving us when you want to move straight to the intensive care assembly. And so these are some of the things. And so we are also trying to improve our intensive care capabilities because Kolibu, the size of Kolibu, the number of intensive care beds are one is. And so this is something that we've started. So the true COVID, we got a treatment center which can serve as an ICU at behind the fever unit. The World Bank has assured us once we start using it, they will give us support to expand it so that it can become like a 40 bed ICU.